Chapter 4. The average temperature of the Earth's atmosphere has been increasing by just over 0.1 degrees Celsius every 10 years for the last 50 years. Scientists predict that the average temperature of the world will rise by between 2 and 4 degrees Celsius by 2100. In some places, it will rise even higher. This is due to the greenhouse effect. The sun's rays enter a greenhouse, but the heat they produce can't get out, so the greenhouse warms up. Gases that keep the Earth warm are getting thicker due to human activities and are shutting in too much heat, so the Earth is getting warmer. Why does this matter? About half the world's people live near the ocean, and the rising sea levels could force them to leave their homes. Cities like Shanghai and Bangkok, large areas of countries such as Bangladesh, and whole island nations such as Tuvalu could disappear. Some plants and animals will die out as the climate gets hotter. Some ecosystems, such as mangrove swamps and coral reefs, will disappear. Tropical diseases, such as malaria, will spread to new areas. Extreme weather events such as droughts, cyclones and floods will occur more often and be more severe. Human activities are producing two main gases that are causing the greenhouse effect. The main problem is carbon dioxide, CO2, which is produced by burning fossil fuels. We now produce four times as much CO2 as we did 50 years ago. Burning coal and oil to produce electricity and to run our cars are the main ways we produce CO2. Clearing forests also means that there are fewer trees to absorb the CO2. Methane is the second problem. Less of it is produced, but each methane molecule absorbs 25 times as much heat as a molecule of CO2, and thus contributes more to the warming of the atmosphere. Methane is naturally produced by all animals. It also comes from garbage, fields, and mines. Many countries have agreed to reduce the amount of greenhouse gases they produce. Some have started tree planting exercises to reduce CO2 in the air. The Swedish and the Danish governments tax activities that produce greenhouse gases. In some places, methane is now used to generate electricity. Some governments are encouraging wind and solar energy production. It is hoped that many more countries will join in.